You are listening to TKO on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl, Jonan, right here on TKO. As you already know, here on TKO, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. What is happening, everybody? I hope that everybody has been having a fantastic day and a phenomenal week so far. Speaking of a phenomenal week, it has actually been pretty phenomenal outside weather-wise. We've been getting a lot of sunshine. The sky's blue. And I really hope that everybody's been able to capitalize on this spectacular weather that we've been experiencing in Southern Ontario. I really hope that y'all have been taking some time to go on, like, you know, short walks, walk your dog, go on a hike, go walk in a park or whatever. Enjoy nature and the weather and the sunshine all together, hopefully, if you've been able to. If not, it's not too late. We'll be having this beautiful weather by the end of this week at least. And it's just phenomenal. I feel like every single person I've been talking to over the past little while has been telling me that we've been having a pretty gloomy winter this year. And I don't know what it is about. I mean, scientifically, it's been proven that if you don't get your natural dose of sunshine, it's going to lead to a bunch of issues. And naturally, when you do already perceive the day to be gloomy, it impacts a bunch of things, especially if you have a lot of things going on at work, at school. It definitely does impact your mood, right? And I feel like a lot of us were feeling it out here, but thankfully, I feel like since this past weekend, we've been experiencing a lot of beautiful sunshine, and it's honestly been a blessing. I personally been trying to capitalize on some neighborhood walks if I do get home on time and I don't lose the sun. Today I unfortunately lost the sun though, so I just hit the gym, but that's okay. Whatever you gotta do to take care of yourself and your mental health, please go ahead and do that. But I really hope that, you know, everybody's been trying to take advantage of just like little moments that come up in the day and to just try to make those moments as beautiful as possible, so that, you know, I feel like it's all about the little moments that come together that make your day. And I really hope that at least most of y'all have been able to take advantage of that. I mean, naturally, I understand, you know, people have a lot of things going on and it's the adult life, and we cannot be juggling everything at the same time. We cannot naturally, I mean, ideally, we should be having a balance in life with all the things that we love to do and all the things that we kind of have to do. But I totally understand that sometimes it's just not possible. But hey, as your little sister out here, just want to let you guys know, you know, from personal experience, it's worth it. Trust me, you taking like 10 minutes out of your day to go out on a nice, you know, a nice little walk outside, enjoying the sun, getting some fresh air and all that, it's worth it. So go for it. All right. I really hope that everybody's been keeping well. I've been just juggling so many different things with work. And, you know, this past week, not to get too deep into it, but I did have a major realization that, you know what? My happiness really depends on myself and how I decide to run my life. And it just kind of hit me in the face this week that this is indeed the case, because I feel like I was feeling a lot of overwhelmed with different things that were going on in life. And once I had that click for me, I just went, wow, I cannot believe that I have not had this realization until now. But when I had it, I was like, you know what? I really do want to share this on TKO, because I understand that we're mostly like a combat sports show. And I mean, obviously, we will go through combat sports related topics. But now that we have this platform ahead of us, I really do want to use it and just, you know, bring up topics that are important to not just combat sports fans, but literally whoever gets the opportunity to listen to the show. We're all human, and I really hope that, you know, when I realize that something has helped me personally to improve and grow and feel better, I naturally just want to share it on the show because I love you guys out there, you know, TKO Nation. And, you know, I don't know if you're a casual fan, you're a first time listener, or you're an avid fan of TKO. We love you all the same. And I really hope that some of the stuff that we do talk about on the show resonates with at least some of y'all out there. All right. So that's that. Now, I really have to, I don't know how to articulate this, because for me to think about this topic, it brings me a lot of sadness. Unfortunately, a lot went down this past week that wasn't necessarily positive news. We were incredibly and deeply saddened by the news of Carl Weathers passing. Rest in peace to Carl Weathers. Y'all remember him from the role that he played as Apollo Creed in the hit movie Rocky. And, you know, there's so much more to say about Carl Weathers and his other accomplishments besides his role as Apollo Creed. But just to hone into that role that he played and how he impacted and influenced so many people who grew up watching Rocky, it's just unbelievable that, first of all, we've lost this man at such a young age, honestly. And it really brings me, even to this day, a lot of sadness to be talking about this specific topic, because honestly, Carl Weathers was one of those guys who, you know, you kind of looked up to, even though he was playing a character in the movie Rocky, but the way that he brought out different aspects of Apollo Creed's character, and the fact that he was just so hardworking, so dedicated, and how much he actually cared about Rocky Balboa later on in the movie series. And I feel like he was just the best actor to be chosen for that role. And it was like it was just meant to be. And I personally, and I'm sure all other Rocky fans out there feel the same, it was such a privilege to be seeing him play that role and to just leave a legacy behind. And as you guys know, it was because of the amazing role that he played as Apollo Creed that the Creed movie started being built off of that character and storyline. But that was just one of the many accomplishments that Carl Weathers had over his lifetime. In fact, he was a football player. He was a professional football player. He played at the time in the Oakland Raiders in the NFL. And he played two seasons for the Raiders. And he actually played for the British Columbia Lions at the CFL, which was pretty interesting to me. I actually didn't know that. But, you know, he was a legitimate athlete, and he later decided to play in movies after he concluded his role of Apollo Creed and Rocky. And if y'all didn't watch Rocky, you will remember Carl Weathers from shows like Happy Gilmore, Arrested Development, The Mandalorian, all these amazing shows and movies. And it brings me a lot of sadness. That's all I can say. I was definitely very much shocked when I got the news, but according to his publicist, he passed away peacefully. But nonetheless, our thoughts and prayers are with the Weathers family. And, you know, even though Carl Weathers is gone, his memory and legacy will live on forever. So rest in peace to Carl Weathers. I would actually love to dedicate this episode to Carl Weathers. May he rest in peace. Speaking of Carl Weathers and his career in football, actually, I don't think it's a coincidence that this week is officially Super Bowl week. And I have to be honest with you guys. So I did not know it was Super Bowl weekend. I've been kind of slacking on my football watching this season. And then I actually recently reconnected with a friend and he was like, yeah, it's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm like, Super Bowl is this Sunday? Boy, what are you saying? So I was a little bit shocked, but shocked in the best way possible. Super Bowl is, I don't say this, I mean, I am saying this as a casual football fan, but I'm kind of like also cringing at myself saying this because this is such a casual football fan thing to say. Super Bowl is my favorite time of year when it comes to football. Naturally, right? I just, in all honesty, as a casual football fan, and I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, I personally feel like there's so much football to be catching up with. And I'm always lost. Like, there's no definitive day that, okay, like on this day, we're going to be getting football. Or I just feel like football games happen all at the same time. When they do happen, when it's during the season, they all happen at the same time. So I personally have a hard time catching up with all the matches that are happening, the games that are happening. I do have to say, though, this past season, I was rooting for the Miami Dolphins. Unfortunately, they did not come to the higher rankings. They were eliminated pretty early. But if I have to have a favorite football team, NFL team, the Miami Dolphins are my absolute favorite. And, you know, if you are a football fan, you know that, you know, they were trying their best. It just didn't work because they had to face off against some pretty tough challengers. And naturally, some of those challengers are in the Super Bowl this year. So this year marks Super Bowl number 58. Pretty incredible. And looking at the headliners of UFC. Oh my God, UFC. Okay, see, that's how you know that Janan, your host, your beloved host, is a diehard MMA fan and a super casual football fan because I just called the Super Bowl the UFC. Shame on me, right? So the Super Bowl is headlined by an amazing game this year, but the names are pretty familiar because we've seen these two teams actually go at it previously. I think, when was it? 3 years ago or 2 years ago? We have the San Francisco 49ers playing at Kansas City Chiefs. So they are actually going to be going over to Kansas City. I think it's actually pretty interesting that the Chiefs are playing a home game. I'm a casual football fan for the 100th time. I'm a casual football fan. And I feel like everybody knows how good the Chiefs are. And I cannot remember if the Chiefs actually played a home game for the Super Bowl anytime recent. And going psychology 101, I actually remember learning about this phenomenon in my first year psychology class in undergrad. And the phenomenon goes as, you know, when you have more people root for you, if you are playing a home game, research has shown that athletes tend to play worse because they feel so much more pressure to perform better, and that pressure stresses them out more, so their performance actually declines. But compared to the underdogs or people who are playing at like somewhere else, they do want to put on their best performance, but they're like, okay, you know what, we're gonna get booed and all that, but still we can do this. Like, there's not a lot of pressure, at least like how it would be on the home team, because everybody expects the home team to win, and that's a lot of pressure. So the pressure of the other challenging team playing at this at the hometown of the home team, it doesn't compare. So I really would be interested, from a psychological perspective, I'll be interested to see how the Chiefs would actually play in this case in their hometown. I can't remember if the last time that these two teams faced off in the Super Bowl, if it was being played in Kansas City. cannot remember. But yeah, it would be interesting to see that for sure. So generally speaking, from what I have caught up with NFL this season, I know that the Chiefs are really good at their offense and they're pretty much favored at their quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, y'all already know him. This man is going to be the key player in this case. And we also have, oh my God, my brain is not working. But Patrick Mahomes is going to be the one who's going to be carrying the team on his shoulders, basically. And the San Francisco 49ers are really well known for their defensive line and just their defensive strategy overall. So you can see that this is, as a side note, I feel like I'm so breaking this down as if it's in boxing or an MMA fight. Well, I'm talking about offense, defense, you know, all the goodies, you know, but I feel like it does make more sense this way for combat sports fans to be hearing about football on a MMA podcast, right? So we have a classic battle of defense versus offense. And I think, you know, it will all depend on how confidently the teams actually will come into the game. And that phenomenon that I told you guys about just a few minutes ago, can Kansas City really ignore all that pressure of, oh, we're playing at home, we have to bring it home kind of thing? Can they get over that pressure? And also another thing that I remember just from in the back of my mind, every time I've seen Kansas City play, there has been times that they have been behind in scores for almost three or even literally like four quarters, but something happens in them and that maybe they perform better under pressure. They have been able to redeem their team in a short amount of time, score goals, score touchdowns, and they're really, really good in that, actually. Which, I mean, you don't want it to get to that point, but I feel like I've seen them do that a lot, and who knows if it's going to happen again this time. But overall, it's going to be a very exciting game, and I would highly recommend, if you're a combat sports fan, watch this match, because Super Bowl, you already know, it's going to be a lot of good sports entertainment too. The halftime show is going to be run by Usher. Oh my God. Okay. I used to be the biggest Usher fan back in the mid 2000s when I was in elementary school. That was my thing, man. I remember Usher's Love in the Club would come on the radio and I would dissociate, and I don't know what would happen after. It was my all-time favorite. And this is so random, by the way. I'm just going on a full tangent about Usher. I remember Usher inspired me to learn how to do like cool dance moves, because y'all already know that Usher, you know, when he sings, he likes to dance at the same time. So I was kind of inspired by that, and I was like, oh my God, Usher is like my role model. Like I wanna dance just like Usher, but I couldn't. I signed up for belly dancing classes instead. So that's a whole nother story for another time. But anyways. I feel like Usher is going to be a great dude to run the Super Bowl show, the Super Bowl halftime show, because he's a really good entertainer. He knows how to sing and he knows how to perform, like actually dance and perform while he's singing. I'm really excited about that. I think he is going to bring out Justin Bieber as well. And don't even get me started on that thing, because Usher pretty much discovered Justin Bieber. If y'all are old school Justin Bieber fans, and Justin Bieber, like a lot of his early songs were featuring Usher. So if they do perform those songs, like somebody to love, or I can't remember what other song it was, but I think they had a few songs together, but that's the first one that comes to my mind. If they perform that, that's going to be hella nostalgic for all of us Gen Zs out here. And I'm just really looking forward to the football and the halftime show. And I feel like this is the first time that I'm actually saying this, because for previous years, it's been one or the other. But this year, I'm actually looking forward to both. So shout out to Usher. Shout out to Kansas City Chiefs, and shout out to San Francisco 49ers. And I'm also really excited for the food, man. Super Bowl games are known for, you know, you just going all out on snacks and drinks and beer. And I'm just, oh my goodness, Sunday cannot come fast enough. I do have a busy next couple of days, so that's something that I'm going to be counting down towards for the weekend. I'm just craving the Super Bowl wings and a nice IPA. And yeah, a lot. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, enough. Okay. I do tend to rant a lot, as y'all know, but Super Bowl this Sunday, February 11th in Kansas City. The game actually starts at 6:30 p.m. And let us know on our social media at TKO_podcast. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl, man? Who you got? Who are you betting on? And what are you most looking forward to for the Super Bowl? Let us know at TKO_podcast. All right. So we got some football news out of the way. And I got some... Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm breaking good and bad news to you guys on this episode, but I'm sorry, like a lot went down this past week and I feel like it is my responsibility to talk about them all, or at least most of them, as far as time allows us. So another thing that I wanted to talk about today is, unfortunately, we are no longer going to be having the fight between Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk on February 17th. It was supposed to be happening in 2 weeks. Alas, what happened was that a few days ago, a picture of Tyson Fury was being circulated around in social media, and that he had sustained a really nasty eyebrow cut. And he was saying that the eyebrow cut was not going to be healed in time for the fight, and that the fight had to be off. Now, you guys, I know that sometimes I sound super skeptical. And if I have to be honest with you guys, initially I was super skeptical of this fight being off. Because if y'all go back and watch some of the interviews that Tyson Fury had back in 2023... the last time that he fought, which was against Francis Ngannou, when he was asked about this fight against Usyk, he was just kind of like, yeah, you know, whenever it happens kind of thing, right? And I just feel like he never really actually wanted the fight to happen. That was the type of vibe that I picked up from that talk. And I mean, yeah, he was training and he was in training camp, but then this happens. But at the same time, how hard is a man supposed to be training for him to get cut this bad in training camp? Because yes, you're supposed to spar, you're supposed to practice, do the drills, whatever. But for you to be getting cut this bad, I mean, yeah, I guess accidents happen sometimes, but naturally it shouldn't happen. So I was a skeptical hippo when all this happened. And initially, I really thought that it was fixed. I'm so sorry. I'm so incredibly sorry. That was my initial gut instincts. But I went through some videos of Tyson Fury training and just like looking at his overall physique right now, even though he's not supposed to fight anymore. But boy, let me tell you, this man looks like he's ready to fight like yesterday. That's how ready he looks physique-wise. He looks as ready as he can be for any boxing fight, and it's definitely showing in his physique, and I think that's a good sign. I don't know. I feel like maybe I judged him a little bit early on, but that's okay. I'm only human, and I hope that Tyson Fury forgives me. Also, it's been announced that the fight is now supposed to happen on May 18th, which is a few months away, but that's okay because that means that the guys will get to train more. But I really hope that they do not overtrain, because that's actually a thing. And another thing. Oh, so I also read that Alexander Usyk, this was so wholesome, by the way. I read that Alexander Usyk had stated that he still loves Tyson Fury despite the fact that the fight is off. Like, he actually stated that he loves Tyson Fury. And I just thought that was such bromance. And I really, it made me feel good. It made me feel warm and fuzzy deep down. And I just feel like, yeah, I really want to take back some of the things that I said. I feel like they really got a good thing going on. There's a lot of sportsmanship. There's a lot of respect between the two guys, at least when it comes to Alexander Usyk towards Tyson Fury anyways. So that's great. You know, we'd love to see it. And we should honestly see it happen more often. But that was something that happened over this past week. And yeah, initially I was really bummed. So were a lot of other boxing fans out there. But it's good that we have a rescheduled date and that Alexander Usyk still loves Tyson Fury. We love him too. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. So the last thing I want to talk about on today's show, which I actually figured out right before I started recording TKO, and I'm so happy that I read about this headline before starting to record. I have great news. See, I'm like giving all the good and the bad news, like alternating bad news, good news, bad news, good news. I'm going to end the show with pretty good news for all of you Khabib Nurmagomedov fans out there, myself included. We all know that Khabib, the legendary Khabib Nurmagomedov, you know, he retired on top, retired undefeated. He retired a while ago. He hasn't fought in a while, but he was coaching some of his proteges here and there. But he's been out of the game for a while now, and we just did not hear from him for a while. But it was actually announced today that he has a whole documentary coming out called The Eagle. That's supposed to come out on Netflix in the fall, and it's supposed to depict his life. It's basically like a biopic of Khabib Nurmagomedov's life, and, well, I mean biopic, but like documentary style. You get the point. Nonetheless, super excited about this movie coming out, documentary movie coming out in the fall. I know it's a little bit away, but it is supposed to happen. And we love Khabib and we love his content. So just wanted to put this out there in case you are a Khabib Nurmagomedov fan just like me, and something to look forward to, you know. So yeah, that's pretty much all I want to talk about today. I'm actually very impressed because usually we run out of time and we do not have time to talk about everything we want to talk about. But today I'm very satisfied. We talked about everything that I wanted to talk about. I'm just looking at the clock right now. Unfortunately, that is all the time we're going to be having for this week, y'all. Make sure you go to CFRU.ca to catch up with previous episodes. You can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to download our episodes. And until next time, it's your girl Janan right here, and this is TKO. Peace out.